Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Good job, Sonar. Good job. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. It's not Veterans Day, but it's going to be tomorrow, and we're celebrating today, and we're doing that with our good friend Joe Davis. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. You know that. I wore the uniform for 15 years. And Joe Davis is with us. He's the VP of Communications at VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's been a regular for us over the years on many different occasions, Memorial Day, Veterans Day especially. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. And director, not VP.
All right. Well, I thought you were executive vice president and vice chairman or something like that.
Oh, absolutely not. You're going to start making me have to be a hero of the Soviet Union.
Might make you have to work a little bit, right? Hey, Joe, tell the audience where you are right now.
I'm at the CBS studios over here in Southwest Washington, about two blocks from the NAP Stadium. And I got the national commander on a CBS radio. It's got this new ConnectingVets.com.
Right.
It's a veterans radio program.
Right.
There. And the VFW's got a standing 0730 time slot every Friday morning.
All right. So you got the national commander on over there. What's he talking about over there?
He's basically talking about what brings him to town. And, you know, he came into town on Wednesday, and he was able to go over to the Capitol where they put in a POW-MIA chair, you know, a solemn chair right there, just to reflect on the 83,000 missing and the hundreds of thousands of former Americans who were former POWs.
Right.
Emancipation Hall at the Capitol, inside the Capitol. And from he's also met with a bunch of senators, with the House leaders. And yesterday, we were at the groundbreaking of the World War I National Memorial here on Pershing Park, about a block away from the White House, and that's when we also donated $300,000 to the commission to help build that memorial.
Wow.
Today we've got the radio program. After this, we're heading over to Falls Church, Virginia, for an interview with the Sightline Media Group, which owns basically all the Military Times publications. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, obviously,
right.
And we'll be at Arlington National Cemetery, and just as soon as that's over, we're going to bop down the hill over to the Vietnam Wall for that ceremony.
What do you do? What's going on across the country?
Basically, across the country, we've got VFW posts everywhere commemorating Veterans Day. And first of all, I just want to give a shout out to all the Marines out there. Happy birthday, because today's November 10th, and it's your birthday, so
yep.
You deserve that.
Yep, yep. I got one in my family. And what we love about Marines is you can always tell a Marine, but you can't tell them much, right?
Well, yeah, I spent 5 months with the first map in Somalia, so I love Marines.
We love our Marines. All right, so the VFW and all kinds of other things. I know Joe that you are with me. Whatever veterans organization you're involved in, American Legion, whoever, you know, celebrate this tomorrow or start now if you want to, like we are. And the main thing is just to raise the awareness, get the recognition out there, and love up our veterans.
Got to think of that. Just think of that for what we have for America. I mean, you know, to secure and defend our country. I mean, that's top. You know, that's top part of the Constitution right there. And without safety and security, there would be no country. And that responsibility falls squarely on the shoulders of everybody who served in the United States military.
Well, and those people that have come back and are now part of the citizenry. You know, we're making more of those right now across the world, standing a post on our behalf. We just lost four heroes in Africa, two, three weeks ago. Most people probably didn't even know those guys were there. Nobody knew they were there. I mean, and we still got guys standing a post, men and women standing a post in Iraq and in Afghanistan. I mean, these people are doing the bidding of their country.
Actually, you know, if you look up the mission of U.S. Africa Command, that is their mission. It's basically advise and assist those friendly countries that are in Africa on the continent. And what they're doing is, you know, these special forces aid teams, 12-man teams, are going in there, and they're not there as a combat role, but they're basically there as trainers. mm-hmm. on how can you do things. And, you know, and they got ambushed, unfortunately, which is extremely sad. And, you know, it's one, you know, hearts have to go out to all the families out there.
But
and
you don't sign, the, you don't sign up for, a, you don't sign up for a job like that without knowing the potential, the possibilities.
There's consequences to everything.
Yep. That's right.
That anybody who serves in uniform.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, anything, last words you'd like to shout out to any folks to before you go? You got a website?
Yes, the VFW.org. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for their support, because who knew 16 years ago that we'd be able to fight a multi-front war with just an all-volunteer force.
An all-volunteer force. That's exactly right. And a lot of great heroes. And don't forget the families who were standing behind them back
home.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, I appreciate you. And listen, hey, Sonar, get in here, Sonar. How many years were you in the Navy?
5 years.
5 years. Joe, you were in the Air Force. I was in the Army.
I did.
Thank you.
We needed a Marine on board.
Well, he's a police officer right now. That's what he's doing. Hey, thanks, Sonar, for your service. Thanks, Joe, for your service. And thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Take care.
Happy Veterans Day, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.